Hello, and thank you for tuning in. You are listening to BikeRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.BikeRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Before I start today's show, I do want to let everybody know that I'm really excited. I have my new ebook, which is called It's No Secret, Spirituality Bites, is now available. I have it right now directly from me as a PDF file on my website. You can go to BikeRadio.me and click on the book link, and there you'll see the Joy Potential link and also the new one for Spirituality Bites. It is in the queue to be released on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, but again, that is in the queue at the moment and not available there directly yet. But it is, again, available as a PDF directly from me at our website. Reviews are really good coming in, and I hope you'll pick it up. It's only a 99-cent book. I just want everybody to get a copy. Okay, today my very special guest and returning guest, who I love to have on the show, is astrologer and intuitive astrologer and psychic channel soul coach Sandy Anastasi. Sandy first began her study of astrology when still a youngster in her teens. Astrology was her doorway into the metaphysical world. Astrology led to tarot, palmistry, numerology, and from there anything in the field of metaphysics that she could get her hands on. Like many who realized their psychic gifts later in life, Sandy Anastasi awakened to her abilities in her late 20s when they suddenly blasted into full awareness. She soon began to channel information from her guides, who are themselves astrologers. Sandy has appeared on many radio shows and television shows over the years, and again on our show many times. Most notably, she's been on Crossing Over and Cross Country, hosted by her friend John Edward, and she has been seen on the very popular show The View, where she did a live reading for Whoopi Goldberg. For more information, you can visit her website, which is sandyanastasi.com, and that's sandyanastasi.com, and I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Sandy to the show. Hello, Sandy.
Hi, Robert. It's such a pleasure to be here with you again.
Oh, I thank you. I love having you on the show. It's always fun, and every single time you're on the show, the queue just pops wide open with people wanting to call in and talk to you. So that's funny. I appreciate that, and I appreciate them also calling in. Now, for those of you listening, this show was scheduled or is scheduled to be one to talk about astrology and personality, and we will be doing that, but also Sandy has agreed to be able to talk a little bit, if you know your sun sign, to talk a little bit during, toward the middle of the show and all the way through the second half of the show. We will take callers, and again, if you know your sun sign, stay on the line, and we will be taking calls. And Sandy can give you just a little bit of information about what's currently happening for you. So with that, Sandy boy, astrology and personality, I mean, as soon as we booked this show, I just one of the first things that I did is I kept noticing babies. Babies are born, and I thought, each one of them has such a distinct, unusual, personality already. I mean, and they haven't had a chance to really form very much. So it does seem that we kind of come into this life already with our own personality.
We certainly do, Robert. And one of the things that I think your listeners will be interested in knowing, and certainly fascinated me when I first got involved with the field of astrology, is that we can actually have two people born at the same time, place, date, even minutes or seconds apart, as in twins. And the astrology chart is going to show essentially the same data for both of them. And they will certainly both have all of the same qualities, And yet those two individuals will use those qualities in totally different ways. And that's what I believe is the soul really coming through the chart. You are who you are, but the astrology chart, what it does is it's kind of like the blueprint, the roadmap for who and what your higher self is going to be experiencing and doing in this particular lifetime. So you bring your own flavor to it.
Okay. Well, you know, that makes sense. I mean, I can see where the how we apply though that blueprint, you know, is really what determines, you know, our, you know, how we appear to the world. Now, with the personality, you know, and the blueprint. Now, are there particular aspects? I know that I think isn't the sun sign the outward appearance? I mean, there's each one, like the sun and the moon, have different areas in relation to our personality. How do they apply to the personality?
Well, I believe, Robert, that the sun, well, first of all, the sun and the moon, both being the luminaries in the chart, are the two most important planets in the chart. So we always have to consider them first. And it's kind of like you've got to make mom and dad happy if you want to be a happy kid. Well, you've got to make your moon and your sun happy in your chart in order for you to be content and happy in your life. The sun is a very generative planet. And the way I look at it is I see the sun as it's essentially the higher self incarnating in this lifetime. So it's far, far more than just the, you know, the solar sun in our solar system. It isn't your higher self per se, but it's that soul in you experiencing life. This is the lens through which you're going to experience life. So for example, Robert, you were born as a Pisces. You were born in March, and so your higher self was born onto planet Earth to experience life as a Pisces, so that you could experience all those traits and those understandings and insights that would characterize the planet Pisces. So it's not saying that your soul is a Pisces, it's saying that your soul has come in to take this particular roller coaster ride this time.
Okay.
Don't
yeah,
you love
boy.
It?
really. It really chose a roller coaster, no doubt. That's for sure.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so basically it's the, when we incarnate, the sign that we're kind of born under or into, that is our soul wanting to experience particular traits or different types of characters, characteristics of those signs?
Yeah. Robert, I don't know if you've had a chance to, you know, to actually read or leaf through my book, Astrology, Art, and Science. But what I do in that book is I go through every one of the sun signs, and I talk about the type of childhood that sun sign would have experienced in order to create the character that comes about as a result of that sun sign. Now, of course, where our chart, when an astrologer casts a chart, they're not just talking about the sun, they're talking about usually 10, or if they use more planets, some do, but usually 10 different points and planets in the chart, and those can all fall into different signs. But whatever sign we're talking about relative to that planet, the experience in childhood would have reflected what I've got in my book. So Astrology, Art, and Science, I really consider that anybody who is interested in the field of astrology, that they should have that book on their shelf as a reference book, because you're going to refer back to it over and over and over again to find out, you know, okay, what was the foundational experience of your best friend? Or you have a family member that you can never invite to dinner because that family member always takes over the conversation and ruins the evening for everybody. You can go and you can read about their childhood in that book and find out why did they turn out that way. So.
Yeah, you know, that is a wonderful, God, it's a wonderful reference book. And, yeah, I did have I have it. I have it right here at my, you know, easily accessible. Because, I mean, you do go through and talk about all of the different characteristics. And I remember when I first read it and it was going through, it was wonderful to be able to identify certain characters with friends that I would know. It's like, okay, oh, so that's why they do that. And I mean, they really put a framework around, how people, react, what they say and they do. Now, that particular show, we had a show about that, on that. And
yes,
gosh,
you did.
It was in, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in January. So for those of you who are interested, want to find out more about that one, you just can visit my archives page and just by date, just scroll down in January 2014, you'll find Sandy's show there. But that's a great one to reference too. So, anyway, but yeah, that's a wonderful way of being able to understand people, and it also helps you kind of eliminate and remove judgment, from why people do what they do.
Right. That's what, and also not just judgment of other people, Robert, but judgment of yourself. I can't begin. I'm a Gemini, and I can't begin to tell you how when I was teaching in school. Half the time I was being criticized because I didn't speak up, and the other half the time I was criticized because I talked too much, both of which are Gemini traits. But, of course, as a kid I didn't know that, so I thought there was something wrong with me because that's what everybody was always telling me. And then as I studied astrology and began to realize that Gemini is about communication and it's about the extremes of communication, and all of a sudden I began to realize, well, I guess I'm not so bad after all. I'm just very typical. I'm a Gemini. I have all these Gemini problems, quote unquote, or challenges, and I was born to have them so that I could learn about them and absorb those qualities and understand those qualities into my higher self. So, and the same thing with you as a Pisces. You were born as a Pisces to be the empath, to be that super sensitive soul. To be that individual who was very creative and always feeling unwanted as a child, and you were born to be that person so that you could evolve into this wonderful radio host that you turned out to be. It's really pretty amazing when you look at the similarities. For example, I can take you in your childhood, and I could take another Pisces, even a Pisces who's a woman that is maybe 20 years younger than you, and you'd say, well, we don't really have anything in common, but you would have a whole set of character traits that for you as a Pisces involved very strong emotion and empathy and creativity and abilities to really see the world through eyes that the rest of the world usually just doesn't even perceive. Pisceans have this absolutely amazing creativity that colors everything that they touch. So your world in so many ways is richer than the average person's world because of that extraordinary sensitivity. And guess what? If I look back into that young woman's childhood and I look back into your childhood, you may not have gone through the same exact experiences, but they would have been very, very similar because it was those types of experiences, that original foundation, that led you both to be those empathic, sensitive, artistic, creative souls. Isn't that amazing? And I can do that with every single one of the sun signs. The reason that people are individual, I always think of an astrology chart as being like a fingerprint. You are the only one in the universe with your chart, believe me. But that's because we're not just considering a sun. We're considering all those other planets, too. And you had asked me about the moon before, and I consider the moon to be your emotional patterning that you bring into life with you. And can I use you as an example here?
Absolutely. Yeah, I am absolutely. I'm completely comfortable with you. And for you listeners, that is a testament, to be able to be completely comfortable with Sandy. And so you should definitely sign up and get a reading from Sandy because she is...
Robert, if you listen to my psychic hour with Sandy Anastasia, we might might not be so confident. I was unfortunately disclosing some very personal information for some people. On the other hand, they did, you know, I said, do you really want me to talk about this? And they said, oh, certainly. So, you know, go for broke.
Well, that's okay. It's all in the course of learning. So, you know, and your honesty is appreciated. So.
Well, what's interesting about your chart to begin with is that, and I've got it thrown right up here on my computer screen in front of me. It's like 2 feet big. I really love it. But first off, we know Pisces is a water sign, and your sun is in Pisces. So we know that that makes you a very emotional, intuitive, creative, super sensitive individual. But what's interesting is that your sun falls into the fourth house in, that's the astrology chart that it's in, or a house that it's in your astrology chart. And that fourth house takes on Cancerian kinds of qualities. So in your case, it's almost like your sun is double water. That's a double whammy. That's super, super sensitive. That's super, super shy. Robert, that's kind of being tied to mommy's apron strings until you're 28. maybe not drastically, but a very, very powerful, strong mother figure who would have kept you close, you know, because that's the fourth house is about Cancer, and Cancer is the mother, and Cancer is the nurturer. So guess what, Robert? It also turns you into this phenomenal nurturer. And you have the ability not just to nurture your friends and your family, but you nurture all the people who are listening to you online. You really take people's issues and their problems to heart in a very, very deep way. You bring your listeners right into your own life. They become a part of you. And I bet you your listeners don't even realize that. But the people who tune into you and call in and write into you on a daily basis, I absolutely know, given your chart, that you will see them as an extension of your family. You have to, because you can't allow people into your vibration, because that's what you really do when you connect with them, because you're so vibrationally sensitive, all Pisces are, and you're super sensitive. So when you allow people into that vibration, you develop this extreme concern for them. Now, that said, in the same house, but in a different sign, you have your moon. So your moon is also in the fourth house, so it also takes on those nurturing and caring qualities. But guess what? It's in the sign Cancer. And that's the reason why you can be a radio host, Robert. It's the reason why, even though you really hate crowds, you can dive into them and do what has to be done. It's the reason why, even though you're incredibly shy, you kick yourself in the rear end and you stand up and you get in line first to make sure that you're going to be able to do what you have to do. Because if you don't push yourself to be first in line, you might not get on the line at all.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting combination. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, and, you know, that's what's interesting because, you know, as you're talking about, you know, the chart and the shyness and, you know, and that aspect, that was my life very much, you know, and when it came time to even deciding 4 years ago whether I was going to start the show or not, you know, the idea of being a host to me was absolutely frightening. I just could not imagine me doing it, let alone, you know, now doing it 5 days a week. But, you know, I kind of took that and just stepped into it. You know what I mean? It was just, you know, I mean, I remember clear as day the message that I got when I was doing my little mental back and forth battle, you know, mental battle, that it was, you know, the mm-hmm. first, the final word came in as get out of your own way. You know what I mean? And so I was like,
You also have the planet Mercury, which I told everybody it rules communication. You have the planet Mercury in Pisces, and it's in the third house that it rules, and that is the house of communication. So once again, you've got this phenomenal ability to communicate, which of course we know comes across in your book. And it certainly comes across in how you approach your career as a radio host. But there's something interesting that happens here, too. In that same house, maybe 30 degrees away, it's not real close, but it's in the same house, you have the planetoid Chiron. And a lot of astrologers don't use Chiron. I do when I do a chart. And Chiron we call the healing planetoid. It talks about where you have the ability to heal other people. And I just find it so interesting that that happens in the area of communication. And it's in the sign Aquarius. And Aquarius is one of the signs that happens to rule radio and things like short waves, airwaves passing through the air. So you really are, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You feel that way too, don't you?
Yes, yes. You know, the one thing is, and it's what's really interesting is that, you know, the second ebook I did, it was really based on all of the things that I've learned from the people, you know, on the show, the guests on the show, and the books that they've written. And, you know, to me, it is, you know, I mean, it's helped me grow and really improve my life just by learning about other people's lessons and journeys. And now, you know, you talk about, you know, I'd be the kind that maybe would be, you know, in a crowd, not really ready to jump in. I have looked at pictures of, you know, authors on the books, you know, like after I do the show. Sometimes I do before, but anyway, after I do the show, and I'm thinking, you know, if I saw them in a crowd, I probably would not have talked to them. I don't know why, but I mean, it was just, you know, my first gut thing is I don't know if I would really have gone up and said, hey, and started talking. But after I've done the show, I'm thinking, you know what, boy, I really would have missed a whole lot of stuff, you know, great stuff, you know, for learning just by not engaging that individual. So, you know, I've also learned a lot about, you know, trying to look at my judgments, you know, that prevent me from living more fully based on just on looks, you know, alone, which is, you know, I mean, I'm just human too. I mean, it's one of those things, I don't know why, but I mean, there's some people I would be more attracted to speak with versus others, but. But anyway, but that is shifted, you know, as a result of the show.
Also, just so your listeners understand this, when you talk about there'd be some people that you'd be more attracted to talk to than others, because you're a Pisces, your assessments of those things have never been based just on what your eyes tell you. You have an ability, and I don't know if you're consciously aware of this or not, but you have an ability to read people that's almost psychic. Matter of fact, you could probably in that arena compete with a lot of very good psychics because your whole being is an antenna. So your eyes aren't just telling you about that person. You know, if there's somebody who's not good for you, you find your heart speeding up, you get into fight or flight, you know this person's not good. So
yeah.
Your mind literally becomes an antenna that tells you about the people around you.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But yeah, so anyway, so with my chart, so what you've kind of gone through with my chart, and when it comes to, with regard to personality, what it seems that there are, you know, aspects of my journey, you know, both, you know, like from childhood and that kind of thing, that were the blueprint, to use your word, blueprint, which is a great one, to my life experience. And it seems that, you know, the choices that I've made since that blueprint came into being are in many ways different than what it was laid down. I guess maybe the feeling I get is there's certain things I could have continued to be shy. I could have continued to be reserved, you know, had I not chosen, had I made different choices, correct?
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
The first thing I'm going to say, remember, I'm now looking at the rest of the chart. You have got a Gemini South node in your Libra house that talks about you having been in past lives an extraordinarily good communicator, probably a writer, and very likely somebody who was involved in some form of diplomacy or liaison work. You have that South node in direct opposition, which it always is, with the North node in Sagittarius, which is very gregarious, outgoing, friendly, loves to travel and experience new things, and that North Node is only a couple of degrees away from Saturn, which rules career and Saturn's structure. Saturn says you didn't have a choice. You were going to be outgoing. You were going to reach out to people. You were going to be friendly, and you have had all of these past lives where you didn't hesitate to go and speak with someone. So I would actually say that probably what you bring in from other lifetimes is a gregarious, outgoing, friendly, caring personality. But what you learned in this lifetime was to be on the outside, to be frightened of a lot of things, to be insecure, and to be shy. So in the early part of this life, you kind of got smacked down, which created that experience, but you're now going back to who you really are.
Ah, okay. Well, I throughout life, I have really played the role of diplomat in so many different ways. I mean, that doesn't surprise me in the least, you know. And
it's a natural ability that's built into your chart.
Interesting. There you go. Well, you know, to me, that's interesting because, you know, it's again, what I feel comfortable with, and I think the listeners out there should kind of pay attention to, you know, those areas like that, you know, that they feel comfortable with and recognize that it's maybe a natural tendency and a strength to build on.
And also one of the things that I'd like to get across, when you look at somebody's astrological blueprint, because that's what the chart really is, and when you look at that, not only are all of the problem areas that they will encounter shown in that map, but all of the attributes that they have to solve every single problem is built right in. Isn't that amazing?
Oh.
I just love it.
Yeah, wow, that is something.
Incidentally, Robert, if I might just kind of let your listeners know, I have just begun teaching a basic beginner-level astrology class, Astrology, Art, and Science, online. So if anybody has a dying desire, you know, really major desire to, you know, learn about astrology from the ground on up, this is a great time to get on board because they can do it right from their own home. And if they want to do that, they could just go to my website and look up how to join. It's www.sandyanastasi.com. And I know you have me on your radio page, so they can find me there too.
Yeah, excellent. That's great. Yeah, that's really wonderful. You know, that is wonderful to be able to do it online. You know, that was the one thing. I know you do your psychic development class down there in Florida, and there have been so many times that I have wanted to be in the area to be able to take that, you know, in person. But this is wonderful that you offer that online. So, yeah, everyone definitely check that out. And by the way, we have Lisa in the chat room. Thank you, Lisa, for posting those links. I appreciate that. So, okay, well. Yeah, well, we're about halfway through, Sandy. So
can I tell you one more thing about you?
Okay, sure. Sure.
I know we need to break, but one more thing
about you. Okay.
Robert, this is built into your natal chart. This isn't a transit. This is there. You're going to do something major with the work that you're doing. And I know you've written books, and they're really getting your name and what you do out there. But this almost look, you'll be either picked up by some kind of radio or television syndication, because I'm a prediction for you that what you do here in this show is one day going to be worldwide and very big, and it's going to help to transform a lot of people. You're getting the word out in a big, big way.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. From your lips to God's ears. So, I appreciate that. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to that opportunity to have that happen. So, and that's kind of where I've been directing my attention. So, well, I appreciate that. So I will, you know, when that happens, I'm going to post it and spread it worldwide at Sandy and Stacy on September 8th, 2014. Said that on that very show. So.
Awesome.
Okay,
and I'm
great.
Go ahead. I'm going to celebrate with you.
Perfect, absolutely. I'll come down to Florida and we'll go out to dinner. So, okay, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And then when we come back, shall we take a few callers? And give other people a chance to talk about them. So, okay, everyone, we'll be back after this very brief break.
Hello, I'm Marion Brownlee. author of Facing Demons at marianbrownlee.com. I would like to just give you a short review on Robert Sharpe's book, Joy Potential. It's a great little book and especially valuable for those who are starting on their spiritual path, seeking to make change in their lives and possibly fearing to go there, wondering if you're going in the right direction or if you should be changing directions. It explains how a little bit of faith goes a long way, and sometimes you just need to follow your own gut instinct and you will end up where you're supposed to be going. So enjoy the read and spend the time to just have a little think about what's in the book, and it will help you along your path. Many blessings.
Hey Robert, it's Chris from Curious Times. Just want to let you know I read your book, Joy Potential. Thought it was an awesome story and the twists and the turns were great. I felt like the characters were just really easy to relate to. I most appreciated how the book delivers some sage advice without making you feel like you're being lectured to, and without feeling like I was reading another one of those thousands of self-help books written by some spiritual guru. Very entertaining learning, and the book left me wanting to know what happens next. Thanks so much, and good luck with this book, Robert.
For more information, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Or call 843-808-0777.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. And again, my thanks to Marianne Brownlee from Australia and Chris from Curious Times in Canada for those testimonials about my other book, Joy Potential. I appreciate that very much. Again, today, my very special returning guest is intuitive astrologer, psychic channel, and soul coach, Sandy Anastasi. And again, you can find out more about Sandy by visiting her website, www.sandyanastasi.com. And again, there is a direct link to her website in the show page description. And as Sandy mentioned, that she is doing an 8-week program on astrology, the art and science, and you can find out about that there. And it also looks like that she will be doing a chakra guided meditation webinar on September 25th, a chakra guided meditation webinar. And I've attended a couple of Sandy's webinars and have enjoyed them very much. So definitely check that out as well. Okay, Sandy, we're back.
And I'm right here, ready and waiting.
Okay, that's great. All right, so now when we have the callers identify themselves, we're going to do is kind of like astrology light. We're going to kind of just get their sun sign, and you'll be able to tell them a little bit of specific information what's going on. Is that correct?
Right, about what's going on around them right now, sure. And, you know,
right.
If they have a specific question, I'm certainly willing to address that as well. So they can come in with a question, or they can just come in and say, okay, Sandy, what's going on?
Okay, that's great. All right, perfect. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start with Risha from Alabama.
Oh,
hello, Risha.
Oh, good afternoon. I've been listening to the show. Thank you so much. I'm a Virgo, and I wanted some insights around family, you know. I don't know how to say this question, but anything you can pick up around family.
Well, first off, Risha, I don't know if they're birth family or if they're a family of your heart, but you have some absolutely wonderful, tremendously supportive family people around you. In particular, there's a woman that you're close to that is just I don't know if she's an actual sister or a close friend who's like a sister, but I just get this is a soul sister. This is somebody who's very, very special and very supportive. You have one child that, and if this isn't a child of yours, it's a child who's close to you, but it feels like it's yours, who seems like she's needing help in the way of finances. I don't know. This is something you're going to have to weigh, whether you feel – I feel like you've already given a lot of financial help here. And it's really a matter of do you feel you can continue to keep doing that or not. But without your continued support, either financially or at least physically in some way, She's going to be having a lot of difficulty. I'm also seeing a health issue that's happening here for a family member. And I feel like this could be very severe, and I probably don't want to go into this online,
okay? All right.
Yeah, but you are correct. It is severe, and that person needs really a lot of extra attention right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, did you have another question there?
No, she was just kind of wondering if Virgos, with anything out there happening with Virgos in particular during this period?
Well, absolutely. Right now, those of your callers, and this will hit everyone on the line who is a Virgo, those callers born into the sign of Virgo right now are kind of getting a lot of, I would use the term eye-openers, because there is a transit, that means where the planets are right now, of Neptune and the Moon and Chiron all moving through an opposition to your sun. And so you're getting your eyes opened big time as to who are your friends, who aren't your friends, what's life really all about. Things, burdens that you've been carrying for a long time, you have an opportunity to see for what they are right now and lay them down if you choose to. But this is a difficult time because Virgos are being forced to see life without any camouflage, any trappings. It's like you really have to put your feet on the ground and deal with reality, because the rose-colored glasses are coming off. And some of you have been living with your head in the clouds, and if you're living with your head in the clouds right now, you're feeling pretty sad because the clouds are going away and it's not so sunny as you thought.
Okay, wow.
Well,
is it
going to get any better?
Of course.
Is it going to get any better?
Absolutely. And that, by the way, is the real beauty of the life that we are living. Always remember this, folks. What goes down goes back up. This is a universal law. It's a universal law. So, of course, it gets better. In the future, I see you traveling. I see you moving. I see you living in a new place. And I don't know if that's on your agenda, but I see it happening, and I see you a lot happier and healthier than you are right now.
All right.
There you go.
Wow,
there you go,
Risa. Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome.
All
perfect.
Right.
Thanks for calling, Risa. Yeah, that's great. You know, and you know, the idea of, you know, those rose-colored glasses coming off, you know, and kind of seeing things and people for who they are, don't you think that that kind of really just sets it up for making choices of who we want to have in our life and what we want and what we don't?
Exactly. And, you know, Virgos over the last couple of years have really been going through an amazing transformation because for about the last 3 to 4 years, they've been in this beginning transit of the Neptune opposition. I know I'm talking a different language to most of your listeners, but Neptune right now is our outermost planet, and it moves very, very slowly. It takes something like almost 20 years to go through one sign. And so being that it's only at 5 degrees right now, it's got a lot more years to be where it is. And what it's good for... it's good for creativity. It's good for things like dancing and music and a career in the arts and anything that you can put your imagination to. It's wonderful for the visual fields. So, I mean, it has some real positive things, but in a negative sense, it also tends to cloud over things. Like if you want to run away from something, Neptune will be your best friend. It'll allow you to put your head in the sand. And then, unfortunately, you'll step right in the middle of that nest of vipers because you didn't see it, okay? It's really a warning to learn to trust your intuition and listen to your heart and all the Virgos. And incidentally, since it's going through the sign of Pisces, Robert, I hope you're listening well because it's affecting Pisces in a very similar way to the way it's affecting Virgos.
That's why I made that comment about from your lips to God's ears.
Yeah.
Yep.
There was a reason behind that. Thanks, I appreciate it. Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and we're going to move on to the next caller is calling from California, and it's Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Donna. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. My birthday is April 22nd, 1954, and I wanted to know what was coming up for me. I am going to meet a friend of a friend, a gentleman, who is single as well, and I'm going to be meeting him in, like, 2 days. So I'm hoping that maybe...
So now, what's your sun sign? What's your sun sign there, Donna?
I don't know. I just know that I'm Taurus.
Oh.
You are a Taurus, yes.
Taurus,
It's interesting. The sun signs, Robert, they don't always change on the same day each year. So a lot of people who are born around the 22nd of the month won't know whether they're, one sign or the other because they're right on the cusp. And you are correct. You're a Taurus. You definitely are. I put my ephemeris off the shelf and double-checked. But it changes. In some years, it can change as early as the 19th of the month, and in other years, as late as the 24th. So if you're born somewhere between the 19th day and the 24th day of a month, you actually should go to a site like astrology.com and print out your free chart so that you can see if you really are an Aries or a Taurus. But my friend, you are a Taurus.
Okay.
Okay.
And as a Taurus, so really, I'm definitely getting these feelings that obviously you're single and you're wondering what's going to happen with this date. And I've got to tell you, you're funny because you hide in your house and you don't want to go out, which is why you're getting to meet this friend of a friend.
I know.
You do really want to have this romance. You want to have a partner in life, but you want that partner to just sort of, one day you open the door and he's standing there and he says, "I'm the one you've been waiting for." So that's really where your head is at right now. I think the most valuable part of your meeting this friend is that it's getting you off of your stump. Abraham Israel, you're sitting on your stump, okay? And I think that this has definitely got possibilities. I think this gentleman is going to be interested in you. The real question is, will you be interested in him? I'm sorry I'm being blunt here, but, on a good day, you're really interested in him, and on a bad day, you just don't want to walk out your front door. And it really isn't so much about the person. It's about you just don't know that's what you really want on a bad day. On the good day, it's exactly what you want. So, what I'm going to ask you to do, and maybe... because I really think this gentleman is certainly a viable partner. It's just that you're not sure you want a partner. So, honestly, you need to spend some time with yourself. And I don't mean cleaning that house until the floors shine and hanging out with the girlfriends and talking about all the GI wishes. I'm talking about really getting in touch with yourself and deciding what you want, you see, because I think you haven't done that yet. And so this is why you have that inner conflict. It's almost like for you, an ideal relationship would be his and her houses. At any rate, I do think that there is a good possibility of this. I think that deep down inside, you are dealing with some really, really major fears that if you fell in love with someone, if you allowed that person into your heart, that you couldn't trust him, particularly around other women. I don't know if that means that you've been cheated on in the past. It could be.
No.
But you have an insecurity surrounding the whole concept of relationship. And guess what? That's not about the potential partner. That's about you, you see? So if you just get down to brass tacks and decide what you want and recognize that, you're the person who makes the decision, not him, not your girlfriend.
Right.
You make the decision. And I think it'll be fine. But I think the guy is going to be a nice guy.
And he's moving here as well. He's from Seattle, but he's going to buy a place here. And he has a place in France, and I like going to Europe. I've gone to Europe several times, and I think it's a good match. He doesn't have children. I don't have children, and, you know, we can pretty much just pick up and go, you know.
Well, I think that sounds perfect.
Yeah.
There you go, Donna.
Great.
Well, next time I want to hear you calling in from France, okay, Donna?
All right, Robert. Thank you, Sandy.
Sure, thanks. Now, Sandy, in particular, is there anything, like with Virgo, we had eye-opening kinds of things going on with Taurus? For those out there who are Taurus,
yeah.
Are there any?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Taurus is just, Taurus and Scorpio, those two signs, are right now experiencing kind of a slingshot effect. Saturn has been going through Scorpio for the last 2.5 years, and so it's been opposing Taurus, because those two signs oppose one another. And the effect has been that those two signs have been getting blocked. So they creep ahead, they get blocked. They creep ahead in a little different direction, they get blocked there. They go back to the original direction, they get blocked there. So there's been a whole lot of energy that's been kind of backed up. And guess what? Saturn went direct, and it's getting ready to move into Sagittarius, which will happen this coming winter. And so there's this feeling that resistance has been relieved. And so it's the feeling of being slung, you know, being like a slingshot being released, like all this power and energy. And I think, for example, in the case of our last caller, I think that she really has this dynamite guy there. I don't see anything wrong with him. but she's been held back. She's been holding on to whatever for so long. She's not really sure. And then she gets in her brain kicks in, and she says, "What do you mean I'm not sure? This is it." So she's trying to catch up with herself is what she's doing. And I think that's the case for a whole lot of Tauruses who are on your call right now, and probably also for Scorpios. They've got so many options that are opening to them right now, and they're very concerned and careful that they're choosing the right options. So they want to move ahead. They don't want to miss the opportunity, but they also don't want to make a mistake.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to our next caller. It's calling from Maine, and it's Cindy. Hello, Cindy.
Hi there. I'm a
Thanks
Cancer, and my son's on my midheaven.
Wow. And in what I've done today, obviously you know a little bit about astrology, which I just love. Thank you for calling in. I get to speak my language. But what I've done, and I do this whenever I'm going to be on a show or when I do my psychic hour, I cast what's called a horary chart, which is a single chart for this hour
mm-hmm.
that will define everybody who calls in. So what, even though in your natal chart, your sun is up there in the 10th house on the midheaven, in the horary chart, your sun actually falls in the 7th house bordering the 6th house. So that tells me that you've got some concerns about relationships on your mind.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Relationships and my work. I mean, those are the two things.
And I was going to say, and the other thing you're concerned about is work. But this isn't so much career as it is work, because it's 6,000, 6,000 work. So it's interesting, then try that, because you have a little bit of, you know, knowledge yourself in astrology. Around
mm-hmm.
any question you have or
mm-hmm.
anything you're going to do, you can cast a horary chart to that moment in time, and it freezes time, and everybody who's involved with that question will have their answer in that chart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really fun. One of these days I'll do a little online presentation on how to do horary charts, because they're just so much fun.
Oh,
so,
that would be great.
Can I ask if you're thinking of making a job change?
Well, I'm not thinking of anything. I've got a lot of things in the pot, and I don't know what's going to come out.
Okay. Because,
I'm a jewelry artist, and then someone said, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that I know, and I'm not really sure what's going to come out of the pot.
So what's happening is that you're in your reactive mode, and understand this, when you are in reactive mode, then the decisions will be made for you.
Oh.
So when you say to me, I'm going to wait for what's going to come out of the pot, that's really you know, what comes out of that pot first might not actually be the thing that's best for you. So my suggestion to you is to take a look at the various options and, you know, kind of rate them. You know, rate them on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
And that way when they start coming out of the pot, you're going to know whether you want to react to it immediately or whether you want to put that on the back burner but keep it cooking, you know, keep it warm, you know.
Right.
I see an opportunity for you to make a job change. That could be a very, very positive thing. I also see a person who you're involved with in a romantic type of relationship who could be very instrumental or have a strong effect as to whether or not you make that job change. And one of the job opportunities could even involve like a relocation or perhaps travel, because this is all around you right now. And again, the person you're involved with could nix the travel if that's not his thing. So this is why it's real important for you to be in touch with what you want so that you're the one who's making your choices.
Right.
Okay. Did you have a specific question there? I'd be glad to answer.
Well, I was looking for a relationship and trying to figure out what my job is supposed to be in this lifetime. I loved what you read about Robert and said, well, you're supposed to write. And
okay. Well, first of all, if you take the move.
Okay. I have an Aquarius moon.
Yeah, if you take the, not the moon, move. If you take the,
the move, okay.
The move, M-O-V-E, that will be available. The possibility of meeting the right partner who is supportive of you and your work will be better in the place you move to than where you are.
Well, you know,
now,
I just
know whether I'm.
Yeah, I just moved. I just moved from from an island to a larger city. The move's been done.
Okay, and let me just ask. I'm asking my guides if that's the. Guess what? They're saying there's another move coming.
Oh.
Don't unpack those boxes.
Don't unpack them.
But that's okay, because you know maybe the next move is connected to that man that you're going to meet because now you're in the big city.
Probably. That makes sense.
And I do think that you are really in a good place to do your jewelry designing, and there will be. I feel like you're going to be working for either a family-run company or a company that feels like a family, but there's a family feeling for it. When you're in that place, it's like your jewelry designs, your creativity gets recognized. But you're good at a lot of things. You're a phenomenal businesswoman too. I mean, how can somebody who's as creative as you are be good with money? I don't know, but you are. So and that sets up, of course, for you a little bit of a conflict, because you're not really sure whether you should go in the creative direction or whether you should go into business and make it big. And, you know, Sandy says to you, well, why don't you take your knowledge and understanding of business and make your creative business really big?
True. That's true.
Okay,
those are very good suggestions.
Yes, I know it is. That was my guide. They don't miss.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Cindy. We're going to go ahead. I want to try and take a couple more calls before we end. We got down to 6 minutes, so appreciate you calling in. And about that move and the man. Okay.
I will. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Great. Thanks. All right. Bye. All right. Good. Okay. We're done. Like I mentioned, 6 minutes, folks, and we're going to try and squeeze in two more people. So the next caller that we have is Julia. Hello, Julia. Where are you calling from, Julia?
Hi. Calling from Colorado.
From Colorado.
Oh,
and
one of the strangest places.
Cool.
Great. And what's your sun sign there? And do you have a question for Sandy?
I'm another Virgo. We're just crawling out of the woodwork today.
And that really doesn't surprise me at all. Go ahead. What's your question?
I got a couple things. I'm kind of at a crossroads in my life, and I totally relate to the rose-colored glasses being ripped away. I'm at the end of a very long marriage and sort of moving forward. So, any guidance around that would be great.
Actually, the guidance came to my inbox and my email earlier today. I get attracted to some interesting things, and then I'm looking at it, I'm saying, I wonder who that's going to be for today. I just received something from a magazine that I follow today that explained that when your mind is attached, you can never be free. Do you understand what that means, when your mind is attached?
Mm.
So
yes.
It's not, you can have wealth, you can have stuff, but when your mind is attached to that stuff or when your mind is attached to that person, you can never be free. So the thing that you need to be working on is freeing your mind, okay? And freeing the mind is going to be whatever is required for you to move past the ending of that relationship without attachment. Don't you love it?
Okay. Yeah. Always easier said than done for a Virgo.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Virgo is an earth sign. And so Virgos do create strong attachments to their stuff, you see? And yet you're going to have to let go of that attachment to the stuff, that attachment to the person, even the attachment to all of the things that, Virgo can get attached to ideas and concepts in your own mind. And you're going to have to detach. That's for you going to be the biggest one, is detaching from the things you saw that he did or the experiences you had together that were negative that you want to dwell in. And now, please remember, when you look back, force yourself to look at the positives. Don't disavow the negatives. I mean, don't be foolish about it. Don't pretend they never happened. Take them as a learning experience and a lesson so that you move on as you go through life and you step into something more positive next time. The thing is that try and bring close to your heart the good times, the good things, the things that brought joy, because that will help you to release all the things that you have a stronger attachment to. I honestly don't know why, but we human beings tend to get more attached to our hurts than we do to our loves. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We just all do it. Anyway, I don't know if that helps, but I know that you are such a wonderful healer. You have given of yourself selflessly to so many, many people in your life. And what I'm seeing so clearly is that it's time for you to heal yourself, and you just don't know how to do it.
Right.
That is time.
It's always easy to help others, but when it comes to helping yourself, it's kind of like, okay.
You've carried the world on your back for so long that now that you don't have that burden, you almost don't know how to survive. You know, I don't know how to stand up straight. I'm so used to having this weight on my back, you see? And you've got to heal yourself so that you can turn back into life and re-embrace life. I'm going to make a couple of suggestions to you. Please do not take offense. Just take them as a friend to a friend.
Okay.
You're at a point in your life where you really do need counseling. It will help enormously. Now, whether you get that counseling from an astrologer or whether you get it from a psychologist or whether you get it from a minister, it doesn't matter. But it shouldn't be your best friend, although she's a good listener. And it shouldn't be a family member because they're so used to depending on you. It really needs to be somebody that you can look at that person and say, that person is here just for me. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to help you get through this period. Okay?
Okay.
There are
well, thank you.
Waiting for you.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I'm glad about that.
All right.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank
you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.
Great.
All right.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Sandy, we're going to run over a couple minutes. Is that okay? Because I did clear one other person. Okay, but
that
before we do...
Uh-huh.
Great. Before we do, for those of you, because we're streaming, is going to be stopping in a couple minutes. I do want to remind everyone to visit Sandy's website, www.sandyanastasi.com. Again, there is a direct link to her website in the show page description. And when you go there, be sure to check out and sign up for her 8-week astrology, art, and science course. I'm sure you're going to be learning a lot about that. And also to remind you that she does have a chakra meditation webinar going on September 25th. So be sure to check that out as well. So sandyanastasi.com.
All right. I want to make sure I get that final plug in there for everybody to take advantage of you and all that you have to offer, which is all wonderful. So, okay. The last caller that we have is Gail from California. Hello, Gail.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello,
Gail.
Pleasure to meet
you.
Hi, Sandy. Nice to meet you, too. Well, I'm a Sagittarius. Go ahead. I don't know.
Okay.
What do you want me to say?
Well, that's
enough.
Okay. But if you have a specific question that you'd like me to answer, I'll be glad to address that specifically. Otherwise, I'll just give you a general overview.
Yeah, that would be fine. There's just so much swirling right now. There's a lot of questions I could ask, but a general overview would be great.
Okay. Well, first of all, you've got a whole lot of soul searching that you've been doing for, and this isn't new. You've been doing this for the last 3-4 years. And right now, you're kind of at a peak about that soul searching because you're feeling that it's time to take some action. It's time to move forward. And you are, you've been dealing with, you heard me talk to the last caller about all the burdens she's been carrying. Well, you're like her. You've been carrying a lot of burdens in your life. There's been a lot of responsibility. There have been a lot of issues with control issues around you where you had to take on responsibility for things that weren't necessarily your responsibility. And you're really kind of looking at all these things now and saying, I want a change. I need a change. I'm not really sure how I'm going to go about it, but I've made my mind up. I'm ready for it. And so you're kind of like that earlier caller who said, well, I've got all these irons in the fire, and I'm going to look to see what boils out of the pot. And I said, well, don't go for what boils out of the pot first. Take your pick. You remember that? Well, you're in a very similar position here, and you're knowing that you want to change, but you're not sure what is the right direction to go. And I've got to tell you, you're not finished with your soul searching. You've got more to go. And secondly, you haven't seen all of the different things that are boiling out of your pot yet, okay?
Yeah,
so
that's my
time is yes, and that is your intuition talking, and you're really right about it. So
right
now, you need to keep your feelings and your insight kind of, close to the cuff. Don't let on to the people you're closest to what's going on in your mind until you've seen enough and you are absolutely certain what you want to do, and then that's the time to take your action. Okay, because I know that if you took action right now, it would not be in your best interest. Now, keep this in mind. Saturn is moving into Sagittarius in December. All of the Sagittarians on this call, and particularly all of the Geminis, the Virgos, and the Pisces, all those mutable signs, please keep a diary in December and January and February, at the end of 2014 and the first 2 months of 2015. That 3 months is going to show you where your next 3 years is going. It's very important.
Okay.
And you don't make any choices or make any major decisions until at least February, at the end of February, because that's when you're going to really have a good idea as to what are the best moves for you to make. Okay?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I thought last night. That's wild. Okay, great.
Good. Just how intuitive you are.
I know. I knew it was going to be the beginning of next year. I couldn't, I just had to sit tight right now. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for calling in.
All right,
bye-bye. Thank you, Gail. All right, bye now. Well, Sandy, thank you for your time today. It's always been fun, and I really appreciate the wonderful insight that you give to the callers. And I'm going to go back and edit out that little prediction you had about me and keep that playing through my ear.
And, honestly, Robert, it's almost like it's foreordained. You're going to do that at some point in your life. Whether it's this point, I can't be sure, but, boy, wouldn't it be nice if it was.
Yes, absolutely. It could start tomorrow, and I wouldn't be happier. Well, I appreciate that. Well, thank you. Thank you again for your time, and I look forward to keeping in touch, having you back on again, and thank you very much for your time.
And thank you, Robert. You are such a pleasure. You're genuine, and I just love being on. So thanks for inviting me.
Okay. You're very welcome. Again, everyone, I do want to remind you today, my very special guest has been intuitive astrologer, psychic channel, and soul coach, Sandy Anastasi. Again, visit her website, www.sandyanastasi.com. There is a direct link to her website in the show page description. Again, coming up real quick in a couple weeks, she's going to have that chakra meditation webinar on September 25th. Sign up for that, and also sign up for the 8-week astrology class if you want to learn more about astrology. Can't think of anyone better. All of that information is available from her website. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, and until we meet again,
thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to BikeRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. To become a show follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/BikeRadioMe and click on the follow link. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at BikeRadioMe, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. Be sure to visit our website at www.BikeRadio.me, that's BikeRadio.me. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.